Early humans appear to have been going to sea much longer than anyone had ever suspected. Previous artifact discoveries had shown people reaching Cyprus and a few other Greek islands no earlier than 10,000 to 12,000 years ago. The oldest established early marine travel anywhere was the sea-crossing migration of Homo sapiens to Australia, beginning about 60,000 years ago. But there are now startling implications of discoveries made the last two summers on the island of Crete. Stone tools found there are at least 130,000 years old, which is considered strong evidence for the earliest known seafaring, and cause for rethinking the maritime capabilities of pre-human cultures. The 130,000-year date would put the discovery in a time when Homo sapiens had already evolved in Africa, but whose presence in Europe did not become apparent until about 50,000 years ago. Crete has been an island for more than 5 million years, meaning that the toolmakers must have arrived by boat. Experts on early nautical history said the discovery appeared to show that these surprisingly ancient mariners had craft sturdier and more reliable than rafts. Even more intriguing, the archaeologists who found the tools on Crete noted that the style of the hand axes suggested that they could be up to 700,000 years old. More than 2,000 stone artifacts, including the hand axes, were collected on the southwestern shore of Crete. Word of the find is circulating among the ranks of Stone Age scholars. The few who have seen the data and some pictures, most of the tools reside in Athens, said they were excited and cautiously impressed. The research, if confirmed by further study, scrambles timetables of technological development and textbook accounts of human and pre-human mobility.